warning. What you are about to hear is guaranteed to move you out of your comfort zone towards higher ground. You have just one attempt at life. Live it on purpose, not by accident. For a person to be without complete and accurate knowledge is not good. Therefore, you are invited as you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, and presenter, Success Power, Reverend Sam Adeyemi.
Faith, so be it to you, not according to the measure of the power.
No.
He said, if you can have faith the size of a mustard seed, just a positive attitude, small quantity like this, said, you will tell this mountain move, it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you.
You ready?
I said, are you ready? If you are an incurable optimist, tell somebody sitting next to you, say, as you are looking at me, I am an incurable optimist. I am dangerously positive.
Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. All of us are going to read it together. Philippians 4:13. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. There's a book by the Bookstein that I'll recommend to you. This book blessed me big time while I was preparing for this series. Attitude is Everything by Keith Harrell. You can pick it at the bookstand or the bookshop on your way out. 10 life-changing steps to turning attitude into action. Powerful, powerful book. I tell you, powerful book. Philippians 4:13, if you're there, let's go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'll title this, Can Do Attitude. Can Do Attitude. The word can't is one of the most dangerous words in the dictionary. Can't. When a person has a negative attitude, what they see is difficulty. What they see is impossibility. Now tell you, a negative attitude drains your energy, diffuses your energy. Does not allow you to focus all of your spiritual, mental, emotional potential on an issue. Can't. When you utter that word can't, because we have said the attitude is a combination of what you think and how you feel, what you say and what you do. When you speak that word can't, it shuts down your system. Prevents you from getting creative ideas. It incapacitates your spirit and limits God. Can't. I can't. We can't. It can't happen. Can't. And this morning I want to challenge us. Take your focus from what you can't do to what you can do. Because a positive attitude focuses on the can't. Dr. Robert Schuller, pastor of Crystal Cathedral, Garden Grove, California, in the United States, is one of my mentors in motivational speaking. It was this man's book that God used to trigger my teaching gift in the area of success motivation. I read his book when I was a jobless graduate. Titled, Tough Times Never Last, But Tough People Do. And he talked in one of his books about how he conceived the idea of an all-glass church. A church where all the walls would be glass. The roof would be glass. He
said there was something about worshiping God in an atmosphere where you were able to see the skies. So he went to one of the very prominent architects in the United States and shared his dream with the architect. The first thing the man said was, "Dr. Shula, it's impossible to build such a building. There are many reasons why it won't work. How do you maintain it?" When he was through with all the reasons why it could not be done, Dr. Shula pulled out a pocket dictionary from his back pocket, gave it to the architect, and said, "Please help me to read out the definition of impossible from that dictionary." The architect opened the dictionary. Then he said, "What? Somebody cut out impossible from this dictionary." Dr. Shula said, "Exactly, architect. The word impossible does not exist in my dictionary." The architect said, "All right, Dr. Shula, I'll try to see what we can do. That church is on ground today." In Matthew 17 and verse 19, the disciples of Jesus came to him. They had not been able to cast the devil out of a young boy. Then he asked Jesus, "Why couldn't we cast it out?" He said to them in Matthew 17, 20, "Because of your unbelief. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed," he said, "you will say to this mountain, 'Be removed,' and it will be removed." He says, "Be removed and be cast into the sea." He said, "It will be removed." He said, "And nothing shall be impossible to you." Jesus said that to human beings. You can put yourself in a state of heart and mind where nothing shall be impossible to you. Remarkable. It was the general Napoleon that we had said to a young military officer who spoke to him while they were on a military campaign, "General, the way this thing is going, it's impossible for us to win." He said, the general turned and looked at him and said, "The word impossible only exists in the dictionary of fools." Whoosh. Jesus said, "Nothing shall be impossible to you." In an environment like ours, where everything works against you, you try, you fail, try, you fail, try, you fail. How do you convince someone who's failed 10 times that he can't make it? Especially where the general belief is that it is difficult or impossible to make it. That's what everybody believes. That's what you hear every day. Yet, this is the key to miracles. It's remarkable that Jesus Christ would make such references to the possibility that God has put within the human scope. In Matthew 18, and verses 18 and 19. He says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Isn't that remarkable? Why, therefore, should we focus so much on what we cannot do when we could do so much? You can do it. Can you make a million? You can make a million. Can you build a business? You can build a business. Those who build businesses don't have two heads. Can you rise to the top? When you ask some people that question, Before they say yes or no, the first thing that rushes into their minds are reasons why it shouldn't happen. Can a driver become a managing director? You see, the number of yeses had gone down. Because all of a sudden, you do a mental somersault, do a quick calculation, your computer runs. Driver, managing director. Can a driver become a managing director in the economy of Jesus Christ? Absolutely yes. Can you become wealthy without having a university degree?
Yes.
Absolutely yes. Can Nigeria become developed?
Yes.
Emphatically yes. God bless you. In Matthew 14, talking about the capacity of the human being to succeed. From verse 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." Whoosh! Can you imagine what God could ask you to do this year? What is it that God has already asked you to do that you have not done because of fear? Because deep down in your heart, you do not believe that it is people like you that do such things. You do not have the right social connections. You do not have the correct background. You do not have the correct financial resources. That's your thinking. That's not the reality. What in the physical could have convinced Peter that he could walk on water? Nothing. Nothing. Was he born of a virgin? At least, just in case you feel it's some special class of people that can walk on water. And this man who was walking on water was born of a virgin. Peter should quickly disqualify himself. Were you born of a virgin? Conceived of the Holy Ghost. Or did the heavens open over your head? Did you see a dove descending on top of your head? Have you heard God say from heaven, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased"? It shouldn't be people like Peter that should walk on water. He did. What is the excuse, the reason that you have given why it should not happen for you the way it's been happening for others? If not now, when? If not you, who? Can you imagine the things that God can ask a human being to do? Wow. Someone says, "I'm just a village boy. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody in Lagos." Shut up. Do you know God? It is God that gives you power to get wealth, not your cousin, not your uncle. It just depends on the source of your attitude, the source of your faith. And there's one law we have established since Wednesday. Good things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. Negative things happen to negative people. Positive things happen to positive people. But what kind of a question did Peter ask? You know, there's a law. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone that asks, receives. I've discovered that in life, what you ask for is what you get. Ask, he said. Ask. Peter asked. What have you been asking for? Your attitude will limit your expectation. It is what you demand of life that it will give you. It's not about your circumstances. The things that happen in us are more important than the things that happen to us. Okay? Lord, if you are the one, ask me to come. And Jesus said, come. Wonderful. I mean, if Jesus had said to Peter, what are you asking? What kind of a question is that? What kind of a request is that? You think it's people like you that walk on water? You think it's, have you fasted 40 days and 40 nights before? You think it's easy? Ah, I just finished all night prayer. You were sleeping inside the boat. You think it's easy? If you will listen to leaders in Africa, you won't do nothing. It will be difficult for you to believe in yourself. Because some people think just because some positive things have happened in their lives that they are some special class of being. They are not. Whatever it is you have seen God do in anybody's life, it's proof God can do it and will do it in your life. You think it's people like you that do it? You think it's someone like you that... Some people have not said it in words, they've said it to you in attitude. Because they disrespect you just because things have not happened for you yet. Attitude is more important than fact. What you think about yourself is more important than what others think about you. And the fact that it's not happened for you yet is no proof it cannot happen for you. He said, come. And I believe that's how Jesus is speaking to someone this morning. Come. Get out of your boat. Been staying inside that confined environment for too long. You are too limited. Come out. Walk on water. Do what others have been doing. Become exceptional. Others are staying inside the boat. Don't stay there. Come out. Help to tell your neighbor, come out. He said 70% of Nigerians are beneath the poverty line. Come out. Refuse to be part of the statistic. Come out. Hallelujah. I stepped out of the boat. Come on. I stepped out. He said, we the common men in this country, we are really soft. I said, I'm no longer a common man. I'm a peculiar person. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm in a class of my own. I'm a unique species. Henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, from now on we do not regard him like that. So I said, nobody should regard me from the flesh anymore. I am 1,000 times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Hallelujah. I'm more than what you see. God will not ask you to do something if he has not given you the power to do it. Hear me. The kind of dreams that fly across your mind, sometimes the good things that happen in your imagination are not just to tantalize you and eventually frustrate you. They are to show you the possibilities. You can fly. He said, come. Hey. And the moment he said, come, Peter had a positive attitude. The moment he said, come, the guy just, come on now. Come on now. Miracles do happen. Miracles do happen in life. Within 24 hours, a person can become a millionaire. Opportunities fly around us every day. They fly. They pass us by. We do not recognize them because of our negative attitude. What you look for is what you find. He said, he who seeks. In the ocean, there are fishes of different sizes. What you look for is what you find. It's a come. And because he's positive, he's expectant. He's one who said, Lord, I'm not quite sure if I can do this. But if you tell me to do it, then I will know I can do it. Because you don't lie. Jesus had integrity with Peter. Since they had been walking together, Jesus had never told a single lie. If you know God, you will know that he's never lied before. And he's not going to lie on your case. If he says it, he will do it. One man looked at Jesus, the centurion in Matthew 8. He said, speak the word only. You don't need to hazu. Your word is as good as done. Just say the word. My servant will be healed. Jesus had integrity with Peter. When we do not have integrity and we do not believe in our own words, we find it difficult to believe in God's word. We think he's like us. But Numbers 23:19 says God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should be shifty, changing his mind after he's made a promise. Jesus said, Peter was saying to Jesus, I'm not sure if I can do it, but if you tell me to do it, then I will know I can do it. And the moment Jesus said, do it, he just, come on. If he had stayed too long in that boat, and that is where the risk is, God asks you to do it, you stay there. Before you know what's happening, doubt will overtake your mind. If he had stayed there, that's when he would have remembered he was married. If he didn't remember, the people in the boat with him would have told him, Peter, are you crazy? Are you crazy? You've forgotten. Some of us are not married, though. You are married. You have children. You know you have father-in-law, you have mother-in-law. They are going to cry over you today. And when you listen too much to that, the faith is gone. But before anybody could say, Jack, it was, come on, hallelujah. This year, you will do something you have never done before. And before people wake up the following morning, you would have disappeared from their environment. And then it was, say, wow. And then he took his attention off Jesus. And then he had, and then the devil said, what are you doing here? People like you are not supposed to be walking on water. This is a big mistake. He began to sink. And they said, hey, Lord, help me. And the Bible says that the Lord caught him, brought him up. You see, agreed, he failed midway. He missed it. Something went wrong midway. That's what some people focus on. It's been in a very negative environment like this. Everybody is looking at the successful person. The successful person who is making everybody to look like a failure. They are waiting for something to go wrong. So as soon as it looks like something is gone wrong, say, we said it. We said it. It's not as easy as that. We said it. But while they were doing it, he thinks we are fools. Jesus caught him. And the man came on top of the water again. And the Bible doesn't tell us that Jesus carried him on his back. So the two of them walked together into the boat. Hallelujah. It is better to try and to fail than to not try at all. Woo! You can do it. You can make it. You can build a massive corporation. You can become the richest woman in the world. You can build a television station. You can build a car manufacturing company. Nigeria can become the richest country in the world. All things are possible to him that believes. So say with me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand to your feet this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone that this all touches today receives a touch of power. Amen. From the realm of the Spirit. Amen. The curse is broken. Amen. The blessing has come. Amen. The cycle of failure is broken. Amen. It's now a cycle of success. Unbelief is gone. Faith has come. Negative attitudes are finished. Positive attitudes have come. Thank you. Lord, I receive an infusion of power, of confidence, of strength inside everyone. Oh yes, somebody's found it difficult to believe it is possible. But today, by the supernatural power of God, the stronghold of negative thinking is broken. Negative feeling destroyed. By the power of the Spirit of God, we receive grace to conceive big dreams and to believe that it is possible. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Our pastors and ushers will pass around saucers. You just touch them.